Little Ones, the Sleep Manual Podcast.
Welcome to the Little Ones Podcast. I'm here with Nikki.
Hi.
My Little Ones co-founder, and here at Little Ones, we're privileged to have helped over 300,000 families around the world with their baby and toddler sleep. If you need a hand, visit us at www.littleones.co or download our app from the app stores. On our podcast today, we are looking at the critical period of your toddler dropping their daytime nap.
Yep, we sure are. It's a tricky time. Well, your toddler is navigating a big sleep change and you are also having to get used to your toddler not napping any longer, which can be a new kind of hell. So in this episode today, we're going to have a look at when your toddler needs to drop the nap, so at what age and what the signs of readiness are, how to start dropping the nap, how to go about it, and then what to do when the nap is gone. It is a dark day.
It is. I remember really not enjoying it at first, but then eventually once your toddler is over the tired and grumpiness, you know, it is nice to have some quiet time with them.
So if we start at the start, let's come back to when your toddler should be dropping that nap. Because, of course, what we're talking about here is your toddler, and we're saying toddler because generally we do not recommend dropping the nap at all if your child is under 2.5 years old. So ideally at this point your toddler is on one nice sleep a day, fairly consistent, around the same time each day, and they've been having that nice one big sleep for quite a while now. So Amanda, do you want to talk through some signs that might indicate that nap is starting to need to go?
Yeah, there's definitely a few signs, and I think what people might see as a sign around 18 months to 2 years is where there is a bit of a sleep regression and nap refusal, and the regression where your toddler actually has just got FOMO and they don't want to be in bed when they can be out playing with their friends or out with mum and doing all sorts of fun things instead of going to bed. But this is a regression. Before 2.5 years old, can be consistent, stick with the knitting, stick with at least offering your toddler a nap, because 9 times out of 10, you'll find that your toddler will actually go back to napping and napping well after this regression passes. So
we actually quite commonly have people tell us, oh, my child's, you know, 20 months old or just on 2 and they've stopped napping altogether. And that's pretty classic at that age. They start really refusing that nap, like Amanda said, but hold on to it, because actually a child that age 100% still needs to be napping.
Yeah, for sure. And it is a regression. So keep on persevering. After 2.5, of course, though, you will start getting some signs that your nap is starting to disappear. Mm-hmm. Some of those signs would be that they are not obviously going to sleep, or they're mucking around and not settling well at that sleep time anymore, even when you are just, you know, still offering the nap. Or you might notice that, say, that if they've had a busy morning, that they will sleep. But if you've had a quiet morning and just been at home and not doing much, that they aren't napping those days. So nap refusal or not going to sleep and not settling well. The other sign would be, obviously, if you're lucky enough to have a toddler that does go to sleep, but then they're able to calibrate their own sleep, day sleep, that the nap isn't lasting as long. I certainly didn't have any of these toddlers. My toddlers, I had to wake because
me too.
Once they went to sleep, they were asleep for a good 2-2.5 hours. So
if you'd let them,
if we let them, yeah, that's right. So around 2.5, you'll notice that if they do sleep for, say, 2.5 hours or 2 hours, that causes havoc with your nighttime settling because they've just had too much day sleep.
Interestingly, so, what we see around that is often when we're talking about toddler sleep, or we might do a post on our social media or TikTok or something about it, and we get, especially if we're talking about bedtime, we get quite a lot of questions from people saying, my three-year-old or my 2.5-year-old is mucking around for 2 hours at bedtime. Why are they suddenly refusing to go to sleep? They were always so good at going to sleep. And a lot of people don't necessarily link that to the nap. They just think their toddlers suddenly started being naughty or refusing bedtime. And that is actually the biggest sign that that nap is now needing to start reducing and to go, because it's that that day sleep is now starting to sabotage their nighttime sleep.
Yeah.
So if your toddler's, you know, dicking around at bedtime, that's the first place you should look.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that goes along with even if they have started only sleeping 45 minutes and they're still mucking around at bedtime, you do have to carefully look to see if that 45 minutes is sabotaging your nighttime. Because if they're asleep for 45 minutes, but yet it's taking them until 9 o'clock to go to sleep, you've got to understand that that's robbed them of at least, you know, an hour or 15 of nighttime sleep by letting them have that 45 minute sleep. So you're at that point better off to push through and, or reduce the nap right down.
So another sign that they might be needing to lose that nap is, of course, if they're wakeful overnight again. So, and it's the same reason.
Or for a long period overnight.
Yeah, or
so
awake.
They wake up.
Staying awake.
Yeah, staying awake.
Same, and it's that same reason. Too much daytime sleep. They now just don't need to have that extra sleep during the day because they've developed to the point where they can actually handle being awake.
There is one more sign, which isn't as obvious as well, that you need to look at the nap as the problem, is if your toddler starts waking early morning and is awake for the day. So if they have started waking before 6 o'clock in the morning and they're up for the day, no matter what, they won't go back to sleep. Big sign that you need to reduce and drop that,
that early morning wake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's just sabotaging, and it's tricky because it is obviously just your total 24 hours of sleep that we're looking at, not just naps versus night sleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not as obvious that one, but that's the last sign.
So assuming that we're seeing these signs, so then we're looking at how we start dropping the nap, because you can't just ditch it cold turkey. That's not going to work, and it's not fair on your little one because their body clock isn't going to have the chance to recalibrate the sleep. What we really have to do in the ideal world is you actually kind of need to take charge of that nap and start reducing the length of it. So actually, to be honest, anytime around 2.5, you can start just slowly trimming that nap back down. So assuming your little one is having their daytime nap at the optimal time for their nap, which we always recommend is around lunchtime, because if they're napping earlier in the day than that, then that's potentially wreaking a bit of havoc with their bedtime settling and their night sleep as well, and potentially early morning waking. So ensuring your little one is having that nap around the middle of the day, the first thing we would do is just start trimming it down. Trim it down to an hour, trim it down to 45 minutes, which is just one sleep cycle. And yes, you're going to have to wake your toddler. But as Amanda explained earlier, if they're sleeping for too long, you're robbing them of that more crucial sleep at nighttime.
Especially with boys, I think, and really deep sleepers, you might get a bit scared off if you have started waking them and then they are just a mess for you know, half an hour, they're crying because they just wanted more sleep. This happens with really deep sleepers and really deep nappers. This is where we would recommend to actually wake them during the shift between sleep cycles. So between that 35 to 45 minutes when they are in the lighter period of their sleep before they go back into another sleep cycle, because once they're back into another sleep cycle, they're going to be dead asleep, and that's where it will feel awful to you waking them, especially then dealing with a tired grumpy
meltdown.
So it is easier to wake them at that in between the sleep cycle.
So then, I mean, the gist of it is you trim that nap down until, and it's a bit of experimentation, you trim it down and then bedtime resolves itself. You know, your little one's actually tired again at bedtime and going to sleep at their normal bedtime, which we always recommend at this age is around 7 p.m. Then as soon, you know, a few months go by and as soon as you see bedtime start to take a hit again or that early morning wake, then you trim the nap down further and further. So this transition does happen over, I mean, over the course of kind of 6 months, really.
Yeah, it's the longest transition for sure. And even then once the nap is fully gone, there is a bigger transition of sometimes you might need it, sometimes you might need a nap for a bit longer than days when you aren't as busy, or sometimes you just might only need a 15 minute, half an hour nap for your toddler, or every second day, or just on the days that your toddler goes to daycare. So there is a large transition even once they have dropped the nap altogether.
Yeah. So we generally recommend a formula of, you know, weaning the nap down to whatever length is working. And then once that's not working anymore and you're down to really about one sleep cycle, then you're going to probably look to drop the nap completely every second day. Yeah, so you sort of aim to have, say, a 45-minute nap every second day, and on the alternate days you have no nap. And this is just getting your little one used to that some days they just don't have a nap. And on those days you definitely would bring bedtime forwards so that they're not getting – horrifically overtired. Don't be scared of an early bedtime.
No, even a bedtime 6 o'clock, you know, it actually is better to put your toddler to bed at six than try and push through till seven, because you will find that they'll actually, on a day that they haven't had a nap at those first few weeks, they will sleep right through.
Yeah, they will be so tired.
Yeah, so tired.
So if you are still trying to get naps for your little one, you know, sometimes it can be quite hard. So we have to do everything we can to encourage them to nap, which might mean making a few tweaks to your little one's room or their sleep environment. So as we would always recommend, we do suggest that their room is dark for their daytime naps. This is just going to help them to unwind, switch off, and get in the zone for sleep. Your little one is going to have a lot of FOMO. So your toddler's not going to want to miss out on anything. Anything you can do to sort of make them feel calm and get them in the zone for sleep is going to be beneficial. We would even recommend using or reintroducing white noise. If your toddler's really struggling to nap, but they do definitely still need a nap.
So if your toddler does have FOMO and they are, you know, refusing that nap, making sure that you are winding them down before their nap, making sure that their room is nice and dark, and reintroducing potentially white noise, as Nikki said. So once you've got to the point where you've reduced the nap right down, you're then maybe dropping your nap to every second day. What to do on the days where you don't have a nap is still introducing a quiet time. You know, I would even still do this in their bedroom, because then if they did want to have a nap, they still could. Having that quiet time, it doesn't obviously need to be dark at this point, but quiet time, reading books, no screens, but, you know, quiet puzzles and those sorts of things. And of course, on those days, as we already said, early bedtime, bringing that bedtime right forward to make sure that they aren't going to get overtired. And then that can cause further problems with toddlers of persistent night waking or early morning waking. One of mine would always have an early morning wake when she was overtired. You would obviously think that she probably wasn't tired enough, but of course it was overtiredness causing that. And you don't want an overtired toddler.
The other thing, of course, is if you have a toddler and a baby, your baby is still going to be napping at this time. So even once you've dropped the nap for your toddler, having that quiet time for them is actually going to be really crucial for you, because it's probably the only chance you might get to sit down, put your feet up and have a cup of tea while your toddler's just listening to an audio book in their bedroom and your baby's asleep. So don't underestimate the power of that quiet time for your toddler. And it's also going to be really restful for them and help get them through to bedtime, especially for this period where they're getting used to not having a nap.
And sometimes you might find that you're doing quiet time and they've fallen asleep on the chair or something like that. You know, I found one time my toddler was asleep standing up on a chair. but she was just so tired. But during that quiet time, she was obviously able to have that little bit of
something you want to watch out for, though. And this used to happen to my kids and it would ruin basically my whole life that day, is if they've just dropped the nap. So in those first few months when they've just dropped the nap and then you go out somewhere in the sort of around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or if you're in the car for more than 10, 15 minutes going somewhere, they 100% are going to fall asleep. And then it's potentially going to ruin your entire night, because that, even if they only sleep for 10 minutes there, I can guarantee you they're staying awake for 2 extra hours at bedtime.
Especially the closer you get to 5 o'clock at night. I remember one time I put my toddler in bed and she was still awake and it was past my bedtime. It was close to 10:30 and she was still awake from a nap that she'd had late in the day. So, just watch out for those late naps, because they will ruin everything. So I guess in conclusion, if we wrap everything up, our main points would be: wait until at least 2.5 years old to drop that nap. If you do have a sleep regression and a nap refusing toddler at 18 months to around 2 years, it's a regression. Mm-hmm. Keep offering at least quiet time and you'll find that they'll probably go back to napping. If it affects bedtime and nighttime sleep, or as we said, early morning waking, if the nap stays there, then the nap is either too long or you need to look at dropping that nap altogether. And I think as we've mentioned, that transition is going to take quite a while whittling down the nap to then alternating days to having the nap some days, and then when the nap is gone the majority of the time, still working with your toddler. And, you know, sometimes they might not want to have a nap, but you know that if they're just not going to make it through till 7 or even close to bedtime, that, you know, sometimes I would just drive for 45 minutes to actually force my toddler to have a sleep. So sometimes we just have to almost force a nap when they might not want to, because of the buildup of tiredness.
And the other thing is don't rush the transition. Like, it's going to take some experimentation to get it right. And if you're pushing through and suddenly drop the nap cold turkey when your little one's not quite ready to go cold turkey just yet, you will be paying for it, because they will be very overtired. They will be grumpy. They will be miserable. So, you know, just do some experimenting, figure out the right nap length, figure out how many times a week you can drop the nap to start with. And don't be scared, like we keep saying, to have an early bedtime. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully this has been helpful if your toddler is approaching or in this nap transition. Remember, you can follow us on our social media channels and visit our website if you need more help with your little one's sleep, www.littleones.co. And you can download our app from the App Store. Thanks for talking with us today. We'll see you next time. This is Little Ones, the Sleep Manual Podcast.